It's 7:06. It is overcast, 32 degrees now in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 43. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is nothing fancy. That is how former Tulsa Mayor Roger Randall describes a $38 million school bond proposal. The plan would address the technology needs of the Tulsa School District.
To have less than what is being proposed here would put us at a competitive disadvantage, would put our graduates in a position in which we do not want to put them.
Randall is the co-chair of the district's Bond Development Committee. A public hearing on the proposal was held last night. Another hearing is set for tomorrow night at East Central High School. It'll begin at 6 o'clock. The measure could be on the ballot this spring. The IMSA board holds a meeting halfway between its two divisions later today. The board will meet in Stroud to discuss a recent state audit. That audit was highly critical of the ambulance service and its spending, as well as its chief officer, Steve Williamson. Former Mayor Kathy Taylor formally launches her campaign to be Tulsa mayor again. She says in a second term at City Hall, education would be a top priority.
Cities who have made a difference have taken a more collaborative approach. They've broken down silos and they brought all of the parties to the table and highlighted education as their highest priority.
Now, Taylor served one term as mayor before current Mayor Dewey Bartlett, but declined to run for re-election back in 2009. Roadways in eight northwest Oklahoma counties are still closed this morning, or at least considered hazardous. An Oklahoma Department of Transportation spokesman says almost 600 plows and truck drivers are working to clear Monday's heavy snowfall from that part of the state. In a related story, the governor and Tulsa County leaders proclaim this Oklahoma Emergency Management Week.
It comes at a time when much of the state is socked by winter storms. Deputy Director of Tulsa Area Emergency Management Jamie Ott says responding to natural or man-made disasters is a year-round, 24-hour-a-day job.
Emergency management goes year-round. It deals with all different types of incidents and weather conditions that you can think of, from grass fires to ice, snow, tornadoes. It covers a large field.
Ott says it's nice to get recognition from government leaders for the work that emergency managers do. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this Wednesday morning, health and public safety officials are rallying behind a bill that would outlaw texting while driving in Oklahoma. A group that includes the mother of a woman killed in a car crash while using a cell phone plans to lobby in favor of the bill by Democratic Representative Curtis McDaniel of Smithville. The 61st and South Peoria Task Force holds its second meeting next week. Tulsa City Councilor Jeannie Q says they will be choosing members of various committees to work on improving area residents' quality of life. She says a key is getting people who live in that area involved.
Because we've got to get the buy-in and the needs from the residents themselves. They are the ones that know what happens on a day-to-day basis and what they face.
The task force was formed as a response to the quadruple murders at the Fairmont Terrace that took place in January. The next meeting will be at City Hall on March the 5th. It'll start at 5:30. Our weather forecast, look for the clouds to break up, becoming sunny this afternoon and a high of 43. Tonight, clear and very cold, down to 23 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plentiful sunshine and a high of 43. National Weather Service radar shows some light snow in southeast Kansas, nothing in northeast Oklahoma. Now overcast in 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.